A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Gant, Fox America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Brad Jones of upstate New York. Brad is involved in this federal antitrust complaint that has been filed with the Department of Justice against an international cartel that is behind these industrial-scale wind projects that are creeping up in rural New York, rural Pennsylvania, rural Vermont, and rural Illinois, among others. And as we look at this whole situation, again, just to reiterate, Babcock & Brown of Australia, which operates through 35 different business entities, they own their own bank. They, have, of course, are also involved in this toll road controversy that Dr. Jerome Corsi has been covering with WorldNet Daily. They're one of the players in this industrial wind project situation in the states that I have just mentioned. We're talking Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, the Royal Bank of Scotland, Italian and French banks. We're talking about the American General Electric Company. And in these different cases, these are industrial-scale projects, folks. Again, citing the figures that Brad Jones talked about earlier in the show, 425 feet tall, 300 tons in weight. They cover 5,000 to 10,000 acres in scale. In some cases, they are as close as 500 feet to private property. It's costing these big-time international and financial cartels about $200 million to build one of these. They get a 20 to 25% return on their capital. Money usually comes back to them in about 4 years. And they're doing this specifically because of the investment tax credit laws, specifically the so-called production tax credit laws, that utilize taxpayer subsidies that are coming back to these guys. This is the entire circle of this whole situation. And in my conversation with Brad, the American Wind Energy Association and their role in facilitating this invasion of rural America is also going on in this situation. And I am in the process of writing a note to Jerome Corsi of WorldNet Daily, outlining some of the things that Brad and I have been talking about here on the air and asking him to take a look at it. And I am trying to whet Dr. Corsi's appetite for the story by mentioning Babcock & Brown of Australia and the fact that they are apparently involved in one of Dr. Corsi's pet peeves and projects, which is this whole toll roads tragedy as it relates to international companies based in places like Spain and Australia cashing in on charging you money to drive on your own roads. Brad, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Mark.
Good. I thought I'd sum things up a little bit so that we'd have a little bit of a starter for people just getting in on the show here in the last hour, which includes my listeners at WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station that's bringing Mark Gancos America and the Republic Broadcasting Network to the much of the American South, even as I talk this morning. When we come back, we'll continue with this whole business with Brad Jones and the industrial-scale wind projects that the international financial cartels are bringing to pass in rural New York, Pennsylvania, Vermont, and Illinois. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Brad Jones, who's been talking about this situation in upstate New York. Also involves Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Vermont, where the international financial cartels have been placing industrial-scale wind projects into rural America because there's a ton of money to be made, and it's courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer, by the way. And the link of those taxpayer subsidies to what has been called the production tax credit law. And it's not insignificant, I think, that Brad Jones has told us today that the folks that have been making the money off of this want to see this production tax credit law extended for another 5 years for all of the real obvious reasons. Brad, in regard to what Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Babcock and Brown and all the other players are doing with this, is there an estimate as to how many of these projects they have built, how many they want to build, and where they would hope to be in, say, 5 years on this whole thing if they had their way?
I don't have statistics on the entire wind farm construction across the U.S., but we're probably talking about order of magnitude 100 projects. Within New York State, there are probably about four or five that are operating now, and I think there's probably about 30 or 40 that are being proposed.
So we would be, we're talking about 100 that they've already constructed?
Yes, at wind farms.
And yes.
Wind farm is not a single turbine, but is 20 to 40 to 60 to 80 to 140 turbines.
Okay, so in terms of this 200, just so that I have this straight with my rather feeble mind this morning because I've been up all night visiting people in hospitals, this $200 million that it takes to build one of these, is that for the entire farm or for an individual turbine?
An individual turbine is probably $2 to $2.5 million.
Gotcha. So in terms of the $200 million figure, we're talking about the entire so-called wind farm, which, again, may involve 30 to 40 of the individual turbines.
That would be right.
Gotcha. I've got that now straight in my own mind. As we chat through this thing, then, total figure of what they have constructed in New York thus far?
I think there are four or five wind farms in New York operating today.
Okay. And as we look at this whole thing, is this a situation where a single institutional investor is involved in the individual wind farm, or do you have a circumstance where four or five or six or seven of the financial players that you have mentioned, where they get together on this on a partnership arrangement and figure out what percentage of the money is for any individual farm is going to be paid for by Goldman Sachs, and what percentage with J.P. Morgan, what percentage the Royal Bank of Scotland is going to throw in? How does that work exactly?
It's difficult to see often, Mark, because all you can see is an LLC that was created for the purpose of a single project. Oftentimes, we do not know where the money is coming from upstream. However, in those cases where we have been able to identify investors, it is a mix of the two. Sometimes it could be three or four or five different companies that work together on the wind farm. In other cases, it could be a single company that buys the wind farm.
Well, it seems to me, just as we talk about this case, Brad, as a microcosm of a lot of much larger problems in this country, I can think of so many things where the principles that I'm learning about and what you're fighting in this situation apply to all manner of other circumstance that I read about in the news. I mean, I see things that go on, for example, here in San Antonio, where I can be driving around in San Antonio or in the Texas Hill Country, and I'll hear something or see something or someone will mention something to me that would seem to me to have some pretty significant political implications. And I don't have to look very far before I learn that there's a lot more to the story than what I've been originally told. And you reach a point where the American people are concerned, we routinely, as taxpayers, support all kinds of things that we don't understand. We routinely see all kinds of economic and political changes that come into the landscape where we really don't have a grasp of who the players are, who's behind the changes that are being enacted upon us, and what the relationship is between these political and economic players and some of our elected officials. Isn't this a part of a program of obfuscation that unless we've got someone like you who's unpacking this for the rest of us, including me, we're going to be at a loss not only to understand this wind project controversy, but all kinds of things that relate to defense contracting and media arrangements and relationships between banks and mergers, all kinds of things that impact our lives that unless somebody can sit down with us who knows about it and who's honest and who cares to explain it to us, we're just at the mercy of forces that are beyond our control.
Mark, that's exactly right, and it's one of the reasons that we probably don't have even greater support because it's a very, very complex issue to understand. And as one of your earlier callers, John from Tennessee, said, he said we've been taught how not to think. And I think he's absolutely right, and that's one of the reasons that we don't have additional support for our position.
Well, and presumably, just mentioning our caller from Tennessee at an earlier juncture of today's show, he was talking about the fact that up in Nashville, Tennessee, you have some corporate media outlets, radio and TV, that have put in their 2 cents worth in terms of why they continue to refer to certain candidates in the Republican Party presidential sweepstakes as third-tier candidates. In other words, it's like, well, we've got to prepackage this so we convey to the listeners and the readers that these guys are losers who have nothing to say. They shouldn't be involved. They shouldn't even be in the thing. Nobody needs to read these guys or to hear them or to hear them out. You know, that's the implication of that kind of stuff. And then when you get into a circumstance, as I outlined it for John from Tennessee this morning, where the Washington Post runs a hit piece on Congressman Ron Paul of Texas, basically intimating that Paul really doesn't belong in the Republican Party presidential primaries, doesn't really belong in the debates, shouldn't really be taken seriously as a candidate, even though in the MSNBC debate, the Washington Post ABC News poll indicated that the majority of their respondents thought that Ron Paul won the debate. And the reason I mention this is if we take that kind of arrogance as it pertains to the Ron Paul situation and the Republican Party presidential controversy, and then transpose the principles that we learned from that situation into what we're now talking about with wind projects, one presumably would see the same kind of arrogance taking place with electronic and print media up your way. Now, I know that Jim Hall of Breaking All the Rules News sent out to his correspondents, including me, a list of certain media outlets that he was hopeful that at some point would come into play in terms of covering this issue. At some play, he hoped would, if for no other reason, be forced to cover the issue as it continued to be a burgeoning story. Is there any evidence at all that in Vermont, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and New York, for example, that some of these local media outlets, which in turn are often owned by corporate entities, in most cases are owned by corporate entities, are finally going to give you some fair play on this?
Well, we are pretty well covered in some of the towns and counties by local news media, local radio, but we haven't been able to break into the larger media outlets as of this point. And I think that it is not just arrogance. I think that they have accepted the sound bites from the American Wind Energy Association that this is renewable and it's free and it's clean. And so they actually want to believe that simplistic approach as opposed to, you know, doing the hard work of looking at the real facts associated with the industry.
Yes, and again, when we get into this whole situation, even as we talk, I'm going to try and pull this up on my computer screen, this whole business of the American Wind Energy Association, and see if I can't locate their URL, because I want to include their URL in some of the things that I'm putting out in this story. And people can find that that site at awea.org. That's the American Wind Energy Association, www.awea.org. And if you search the American Wind Energy Association on Google, you'll discover that there are 1,570,000 entries approximately that come up, and all kinds of stories on this whole business of wind energy projects in the United States, according to the American Wind Energy Association. And again, it would make for a fascinating comparison to look at the spin that these guys have on this situation and to compare it with what Brad has told us. As far as the political scene goes, Brad, in terms of what you could say on the air, do you find that there are certain local and state and federal politicians that are either considered by your constituency to be good guys or bad guys on this whole thing that we could mention today?
Sure. At the federal level, the most effective speaker on this whole issue of renewables and global warming would be Senator Jim Inhofe from Oklahoma.
Okay.
And if you go to his website for the Environment and Public Works Committee, Senate Committee,
yes,
you'll find a lot of good information, sound research on global warming and renewables. At the state level in New York, we do actually have one senator and one representative who are interested in our issue. The one senator from Oneida County, which is northeast of here, has presented a bill to the Senate called Alicia's Law. And Alicia is a young girl. She's the granddaughter of a gentleman named Jim Salamone. And she's been told, or her family's been told by her physicians.
Brad, we got to come back. We're going to have a commercial break. Let's discuss Anisha's Law when we come back, and I want to get the name of that legislator up there in Oneida County. This is Mark Gantkos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Brad Jones to discuss his federal antitrust action against the industrial international cartels that are building industrial wind farms in upstate New York and Illinois and Pennsylvania.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking with Brad Jones of New York today, speaking about industrial-scale wind farms that are being constructed in New York, Pennsylvania, Vermont, and Illinois, the rural parts of those states. And the Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, the Royal Bank of Scotland, some banks in Italy and France, the American General Electric Company, Babcock & Brown of Australia, and so forth and so on, are involved in these, and they're making a 20 to 25% return on initial investments of about $200 million a pop where these farms are concerned. And they're doing it because of the production tax credit laws that bring taxpayer subsidies into play. They're going directly into the pockets of this international cartel and destroying the landscape and the lives of people who live in rural New York, rural Pennsylvania, Illinois, Vermont, and so forth and so on. Before we get back into our conversation with Brad, here's one for you, folks. CNN is now reporting that religious conservative leader James Dobson will sit out the 2008 presidential election if former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani is the Republican presidential nominee. Dobson has published this piece for WorldNet Daily, indicating that Giuliani's support for abortion rights, civil unions for homosexuals, as well as the mayor's former mayor's two divorces, were a deal breaker for him. You know, folks, I don't support Giuliani on abortion or on gay rights as a paleocon, but I think Dr. Dobson as well needs to be talking about where Mayor Giuliani sits in regard to the influence of the Israeli lobby in the political process of this country, where Giuliani stands in terms of this Bush's war on terror, Bush's war in Iraq. I also think that there are questions about Giuliani and his a very cozy relationship with the NAFTA superhighway people and the North American Union crowd that relates to what Jerome Percy has said at WorldNet Daily in regard to the fact that Sir Giuliani's firm is pocketing millions of dollars helping Centra of Spain, helping Macquarie of Australia obtain these toll road contracts with American toll roads so that foreigners can make money from Americans driving on American roads. Mr. Giuliani, presumably, is in love with the North American Union and a free trade that, if enacted, would fundamentally change the character of the United States, in my view, as an independent sovereign state. Dobson needs to examine those issues as well. Agree with him in regard to his evaluation of Giuliani on abortion and gay rights. Let's take a look at these other things as well. And keep in mind that Mr. Dobson voted for Bush in 2004 and forced him. Mr. Bush comes from the same wing of the Republican Party, it seems, as Mr. Giuliani. That's something else that we need to underscore for James Dobson this morning, respectfully. You take another look at consistency when it comes to this whole issue. We're back with our conversation then with Brad Jones. Brad, we were talking about federal and state officials that have something positive to do or something positive to say about some of the things you're talking about with these wind farms as it relates to the environment and tax law and so forth and so on. You mentioned Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma. And we were just getting into the whole question of a politician in New York State in Oneida County who is trying to get something enacted called Elisa's Law. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Senator Seward from Oneida County.
Seward,
Elisha's law would require a 1.5-mile setback from any industrial-scale wind turbine to residences. And the rationale behind this law is that Elisha, who was actually the granddaughter of one of the advocates for the law, has a neurological disorder, and she has been told by her medical professionals that that disorder will worsen substantially if, in fact, she is exposed to the noise from wind turbines.
Yeah, so presumably there are a couple of resources, one in this case Senator Inhofe, the other Senator Seward in the state level in New York, that come into this mix as people that ought to be turned to in the future for possible sources of information that help us to evaluate this. I think that this is important to highlight this because, again, when we talk about the American Wind Energy Association on the one hand, I can see some very well-meaning people who are somewhat naive politically looking at the at an organization like the American Wind Energy Association saying, well, gee, you know, if these guys say that this is okay, it undoubtedly is okay. And we ought to be able to trust these guys to tell us the truth. Quite clearly, when we bring Brad Jones to the mix and we talk to Senator Inhofe and Senator Seward up in New York at the state level, that's where we start discovering that we cannot trust these kinds of organizations that have their own political and economic links, which suggests that there may be some very good reasons in regard to self-interest as to why they put the spin that they do on these kinds of situations.
There's no question about it. It's all about the money.
Yes, all about the money. And, again, the money trails, I think, are abundantly evident. You know, speaking about this whole business of $200 million a pop for these wind farms in estimated expenditure, 20 to 25% guaranteed return on the capital, usually within 5 years. Courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer, that's obviously a pretty good investment. Where do you think this thing goes from here, Brad? Do you think that in regard to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Babcock and Brown and all the others, that they will simply perceive that they've usually been able to win in the past with virtually anything that they've done, that they should be able to ride this thing out and continue to make money off of it? We'll take that up when we come back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Brad Jones of New York, talking about industrial-scale wind projects being put together by the international cartels when we return. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th, from 6:30 to 10 p.m., and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar, along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Mark Hancock from America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking to Brad Jones of New York today and speaking about the fact that a grassroots coalition of nearly 100 citizens from New York, Vermont, and other states have filed a federal antitrust complaint alleging that an international cartel comprised of foreign and domestic business entities have conspired to eliminate competition in the newly emerging U.S. wind energy sector. This complaint was filed with the U.S. Department of Justice Antitrust Division and maintains that wind farm developers, suppliers, consultants, investors, and in some cases public officials have engaged in illegal geographic market allocation, price fixing, and bid rigging in direct violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. As a result of this illegal conspiracy, thousands of landowners and hundreds of municipalities have been denied substantial monetary gains that otherwise would be available in a free and competitive market. The 94 citizen complainants expect that the Department of Justice will act quickly to assign appropriate resources necessary to investigate and prosecute these allegations and to punish any and all criminal wrongdoing to the full extent of the law. The complainants also expect that the Department will take appropriate measures to ensure that the members of this international cartel are prevented from retaliating with any of the list complainants. According to the Department of Justice, price fixing, bid rigging, market allocation by individuals or companies are felonies currently punished by maximum individual fines of $1 million, maximum corporate fines of $100 million, and maximum jail terms of 10 years. Brad, as we think about Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Royal Bank of Scotland, banks in Italy and France, General Electric in the United States, Babcock Brown of Australia, do you think they take seriously the fact that they could receive individual fines of $1 million, maximum corporate fines of $1 million, and maximum jail term for 10 years? Or do you think that their judgment are powerful enough that this antitrust filing will go nowhere? What's your sense of what the other side is thinking?
Well, about the only sense we have for that, Mark, is that a few days after the complaint was filed, and it was out on the Internet very quickly, that we received a number of phone calls from law firms that we knew represented the wind energy industry requesting copies of our complaint. So at least their law firms took it seriously enough to take a look at it. My guess is that the investment banks are going to, you asked if they would ride this out? Well, only if their returns are safe. If the returns become threatened, then they will walk away because there are other places they can invest their monies. Our guess is that if the Department of Justice does move to enforce the Sherman Antitrust Act and levy fines and jail terms, that the rest of the industry and the production tax credits and subsidies will be clearly exposed as fraudulent. Those will go away. The politicians will run for cover just as they did with Enron. And so we're pretty confident that sooner or later those things will happen. And the longer that we can delay construction, and we've been delaying construction here for 5 years, the longer we delay profits. So if we can stand in the way of them receiving their profits, they may very well walk away, as they have now in a number of other towns in New York State, and I believe Massachusetts, they've walked away from some projects as well. So we're going to continue to make it as difficult as we can and tire them out because we think we've got more energy than they do.
Yeah, and as one who's been a political analyst in the past, speaking of myself here, I've had people that have a lot more clout than I do that have been involved in federal political races and so forth, and they'll say to me, Mark, what do you think of my strategy here? You know, what are the two or three or four or five things that I could do to make myself more effective in the situation? I think, in Brad, what you're doing with these 94 grassroots activists, I think of three things, and you're doing all of them. Number one, of course, you've got the federal antitrust thing going, so that if there are criminal acts that have been committed here, presumably the federal Justice Department, in conjunction with at least one state attorney general, can actually start pressing the court on this and pressing the ball down the floor in regard to actually saying that there's some accountability on this. So you've got the legal angle. And then we get into what presumably is the profit motive, the clear profit motive of these companies. If, for example, on a legislative basis, you could have the folks up on Capitol Hill revisiting the whole business of the production tax credit, that could pull the rug out from under these guys very clearly if, for example, there was not a five-year renewal of this production tax credit law. So that's yet another strategy that people who are interested in this from a legislative end of things could pursue. And then thirdly, we're talking about news media here. And this is, of course, where I think the Public Broadcasting Network comes in. But I hope it doesn't end here, because what I've tried to do is not only have you on this show today, and there will be a big spread on this the next 24 hours of breaking all the rules news, but I've written a letter to Dr. Jerome the World Net Daily with some of the specifics of what we've talked about on today's show. And I have especially emphasized to him that Babcock Brown of Australia is involved in this situation, because I think it's mentioned as well the toll road controversy will interest Dr. Corsi potentially. And then I hope the American Press picks up on this as well, because that's yet another angle in terms of media coverage that would come into play. And I suspect things started in those in those venues, in conjunction with the broadcast interview source in Washington, D.C., is going to put out on this, that hopefully at some juncture, that kind of media coverage will cause this eventually to begin to spill into some corporate outlets in New York and Illinois and Pennsylvania and Vermont. What do you think the chances are that might happen? I know that it's a long shot, but I'm hoping.
Well, I think that the story that we have to tell is compelling. It's difficult to put it into a couple of sound bites, but sooner or later, we do believe that it will be picked up. We've been in conversation with a number of the different larger media outlets. We have some interest from some investigative journalists. We just haven't gotten to the point where they've decided to pursue it. But I think that it's inevitable that people will pick up on this story.
In terms of the status of this thing as it now sits with the Federal Department of Justice, is there a specific time frame involved in which they either will or will not consider further action on this?
I'm not aware that there is any time frame, Mark.
So that it's simply a waiting game to determine what they may or may not do.
Well, it's a waiting game if we were focusing just on the Department of Justice. But if, in fact, the law firm in D.C. moves ahead with their own lawsuit filed in federal court, and if we get the district attorney up in the Northeast to approach the Department of Justice, I think that would break it loose very quickly.
Yeah, it sounds to me like it would, too. And that's why this broadcast interviews source release out of Washington, D.C., which hopefully will take place in the next 24 hours, might draw some additional attention to this, draw some additional parties into the mix, both legally as well as in terms of media coverage. In regard to the situation involving these politicians, you've mentioned a couple of the good people that we can see as potential resources for information. In the proper spirit, are there any folks that we might presume that we could talk about in the air that seem to have a pretty cozy relationship with the international cartels and have not been particularly helpful up there?
It's not visible to us, Mark. It's just not visible. We don't, you know, we haven't done what you had suggested earlier, is that let's look at all the actual campaign contributions. We've not done that. That's something that needs to be done, but we simply don't have the resources to do that kind of research at this point.
And I would say in that vein, Brad, that I know exactly what you're speaking of, because when I ran for the U.S. Senate in 2000 on the Constitution Party line and was running against Tom Carper and Bill Roth, one of the things that I tried to do early on in that race was to sit down and to get a hold of the Federal Election Commission lists that analyzed the contributions to these different guys by sector of the economy, as well as by all of the individual contributors. And I tell you, it's a job for anyone who has never attempted to do this. The names that just come forth, not only the obvious names where you can kind of figure out what's going on, but then there are tons of names on these lists that unless you've got inside information, it's hard to interpret what the data means.
Exactly. We also do know that we have some local officials who have been compromised by the wind developers as well. In a number of the towns nearby, a majority of either the town board members or planning board members have signed leases with the developers, and yet they do not recuse themselves from either debate or votes on these projects moving forward. So they're receiving money from the developers, but they're staying in their chairs.
So right there at the local level, what you're saying is that we have a most obvious illustration of what we read about from time to time at the national and international level. You've got people with a direct stake in this thing financially who are taking money from these international cartels and these developers who are turning right around and claiming to be representatives of the people in working with the counties, cities, and municipalities.
Exactly. In New York State, we have a number of different quasi-governmental organizations called authorities. And there are industrial development authorities at the county level. And in the county to the south of us, where Jim Hall is, their county industrial development agency is overseeing this entire process of approving the wind projects, for several projects anyhow. They will receive from the developer a fee of $600,000 for approval of the project. So clearly, in this case, the industrial development authority that will in fact decide go, no go is seriously compromised. And that authority only has two employees. So the two employees will have $600,000 coming into their coffers for each project approved.
How much money again on that?
$600,000 per project.
Okay, and that's the Industrial Development Authority.
Yes.
Well, you know, in terms of, you know, looking at this Industrial Development Authority or some of these individual city council members, in your judgment, is there reason to believe? Now, I mean, I certainly have a moral problem with what these people are doing, without question. Could we be talking about criminal liability here?
I think it's very, very possible. The state department that would be responsible for investigating this would be the controller's office, and to date they have not expressed an interest in going after these authorities, although they've gone after others. So we're going to continue to knock on their door.
Yes, because it seems to me that as we talk about what you're clearly doing at the federal level in regard to this antitrust filing with the Department of Justice, boy, this could make for a very, very interesting situation if the right attorney was willing to take a case like this on contingency and look into the possibilities when it comes to this Industrial Development Authority as well as these individual city council members.
Yes, yes, that's very true.
Well, this then brings us to the next question. You've not asked me to say this or to ask it, but I'm doing it on your behalf. For people who would like to contribute money to entities that are involved in this antitrust situation at the federal level, and some of these citizen activists that presumably have their own organizations going that are fighting these industrial wind projects, to whom might they send monies that could be responsibly and legally spent on this whole thing?
I would go to the Cohocton Wind Watch website.
Okay.
And they do have a legal defense fund, and that would be the best place for them to go and look and see what it's all about. And certainly we would hope that they would make a donation.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I now have that up on my screen, and let me read what I believe to be the correct information, and if I'm wrong, correct me, Brad. Cohocton Wind Watch inquiries can be directed to Post Office Box 52, Cohocton, New York, 14826. That's Cohocton Wind Watch inquiries, Post Office Box 52, Cohocton, New York, 14826. The telephone number is 585-534-5581. That's 585-534-5581. Emails can be sent to cohoctonwindwatch@gmail.com. That's cohoctonwindwatch@gmail.com. And the main domain URL is www.cohoctonwindwatch.org, www.cohoctonwindwatch.org. There's also a secondary URL, www.cohoctonwatch.org. It's www.cohoctonwindwatch.org and www.cohoctonwatch.org. And, of course, you can contact the Cohocton Wind Watch regarding current and upcoming legal actions. You can legally support and contribute to the Cohocton Wind Watch Legal Fund. And what I will do is when I do my news release on this for Breaking All the Rules News or their Colonist Guild blog, I will link this all of this information on the Cohocton Wind Watch the Legal Fund and so forth to the news release on this with a broadcast interview source in Washington, D.C. That will take place in the next 24 hours. Then I will make sure that this gets sent out in turn to Dr. Jerome Corsi of WorldNet Daily. I'll send it to Christopher Petherick at the American Free Press and to some of his individual correspondents and to all of my national and international contacts on this that hopefully at some point will be interested in following this story. Brad, where do you see yourself going with this in the next 6 months? How many additional hours a day are you putting in on this?
Well, I'm not sure where we're going to be in 6 months right now, Mark. We've got a number of other lawsuits that are being filed against the developers requesting for additional environmental review. I'm hopeful that we will get some decent press with regard to the antitrust issue and have the opportunity to get the entire story out in front of the American people. If that happens, I believe it's such a compelling story that we will then begin to get the type of political support we need to succeed. I did not mention one other New York State senator, though, who has been helping us, and that is Senator Jim Alesi, A-L-E-S-I.
A-L-E-S-I, okay.
A-L-E-S-I. And Jim has proposed a bill in the state Senate that would call for an 18-month moratorium on wind farm construction in order to study the health and safety and environmental issues associated with these. And we expect that that would then result in much longer setbacks at a state level. And if we get the types of setbacks that would come out either from Alesi or from Alicia's law, those would, in effect, stop all wind farm development.
And what is the name of the Oneida County politician in New York who's pushing Alicia's law?
It's Senator Seward.
What is the first name of Senator Seward?
I'm sorry, I don't have that file up here with me, Mark.
Hey, I'll find it. That's no problem. But that's very, very important information. This is in Oneida County, New York, Alicia's law being promoted by Senator Seward, and then Senator Jim Alesi, A-L-E-S-I, who is proposing that there be an 18-month moratorium on these wind farm projects up here in New York State in order that the environmental and economic and tax and legal implications and moral implications of all of this can be revisited. We'll be back with Brad Jones. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Public Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Thank you.
We're back. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And in the final 2 or 3 minutes of this show this morning, I wanted to say a couple of things in summation. I'm going to be posting a major news release on my conversation today with Brad Jones. That's going to be on the lead page of Breaking All the Rules News. Information about this news release is also going to go to the broadcast interview source of Washington, D.C., which will print the story. And we will also get the information on this broadcast with all of the notes and the URLs and so forth and so on in the archival description of this broadcast at Mark Danfoss America at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Information for later listeners will be made available in these news releases so that they can click on the Republic Broadcasting Network archival URL, which will lead them directly to this broadcast. For those who did not have a chance today to listen to Brad Jones, will be able to do so. I think the implications of this story are absolutely monstrous, folks. And we think that these industrial-scale wind projects that are being put together in New York, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Vermont, being financed by an international cartel that is trying to destroy the lives of some of these individual family members and landowners up there in these places, we're talking about a microcosm of a much larger issue. And that is the marriage between corporatist globalist forces and a government that is unresponsible to the people of this country, that it impacts every area of our lives. Not simply those of us who are directly involved in this particular dispute up in New York and Illinois and Pennsylvania and Vermont, but for what that dispute says about other situations that impact our lives as well, whether we're talking about genetically modified and engineered food, we're talking about crooked defense contractors, or crooked American politicians that are taking money from foreign lobbies to compromise the national security of the country, or we're talking about people that are allowing the Mexican trucking industry to move into the United States unabated and unlicensed, to destroy our highways and to threaten the safety of our people on the roads, and to destroy the jobs that have always been there in the American trucking industry. This is all clearly part of a larger problem. That leads me to 2 last pitches today before I close. One is that I really hope to support Congressman Ron Paul this weekend up in Austin. You can call their number at 1-512-250-8649. 512-250-8649. There's a big gala for Ron this coming weekend, tomorrow from 6:30 to 10 p.m. The Texas History Museum at Congress and Martin Luther King. We need to empower Ron Paul. If he's going to slug it out rest of us in regard to the issues that matter, he needs our financial support, and I sure hope that you give it to him. That leads me to the last thing I'd like to say on today's show. I owe a personal debt of gratitude to John Statton, Public Broadcasting Network, and to Jim Hall of Breaking All the Rules News up in upstate New York, and also to Chris Petrick and Michael Collins-Pipe and Mark Lynn and Willis Cardo of the American Free Press. When I think of what Mr. Statler does for us, the Republic Broadcasting Network, I think what Paul does for us, making all the rules, they empower us to find out about situations like this industrial wind farm travesty up there in New York and in Illinois and in Pennsylvania and in Vermont. They give us the information that empowers us to help those people who most need our help. And that's Ron Paul. And that's Brad Jones, and that's other people that are fighting for you and me today. Let's empower all of them to the extent that we can. This is Mark Danfoss, America, signing off today from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stan Hess will be with me Monday. Dr. Jerome Corsi will be with me on Wednesday. God bless you. Take care.